Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome to Midweek. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show. I think the number one thing, Aaron, people are going to be talking about today is actually the heat.
I agree.
Near 90 degrees here on June 4th. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the anniversary of the swarm of tornadoes that one hit Mount Washington in 1998. The reason I remember that is I actually was on the air that night on KDK TV, and we went wall to wall, no commercial interruptions, from 5:30 till 11:35 that night.
Oh my goodness!
And what
it's a marathon?
What happened was there was a tornado that came right up the Ohio River towards the city and veered off. It was a F1 tornado that hit Mount Washington. Tore some roofs and trees and siding, and, you know, fortunately, though, no fatalities or injuries, but there were several other tornadoes around the region. And then the sun came out. After that happened, people kind of relaxed because we had told people to seek shelter.
Right.
We could see it on video. We had a camera on the top of the roof downtown at Gateway Center looking. The Pirates game was being played that night.
Of course it was.
I think they continued the game, as I remember, after. And what happened was a secondary wave of storms with more tornadoes. There were 22 total around the region in one night in two waves. So you had that first wave, and people kind of relaxed once the sun came back out. This was late in the day, right? So
right.
Around 5:30, I said. And then another wave came. And you had to tell people, no, there's more coming, and it seems surreal.
Wow.
So a couple of years ago, KDK TV did a retrospective of the 25th anniversary. I swear we went up to Mount Washington, and there was a guy with a gray, long beard, and he had a T-shirt on. I survived the tornado of 1998 on Mount Washington.
That is so interesting. Two waves. I'm just thinking what we just had recently, even though that wasn't a tornado technically, I'm imagining if a second wave had hit after everyone's kind of talking to their neighbors, assessing damage.
Right. You go out because the sun came out,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know that there was another set of storms. But that said, that just struck me. June 4th, you know how you remember certain dates?
Yep.
We're not having severe weather today, by the way. Just heat and a chance for some thunderstorms maybe tomorrow afternoon and Friday, and it won't be as hot into the weekend. That said, additionally, a lot of people talking about what Elon Musk said, and with details on that and more, tariff talk and budget, CBS's Michael George.
President Trump is hiking tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from 25% to 50%. The president is also pushing Senate Republicans to pass what he calls the big, beautiful budget package by the July 4th holiday. But President Trump's former special employee and advisor, Elon Musk, is now publicly slamming the bill as a, quote, disgusting abomination. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this.
This is not the first time we've heard Elon Musk come out against this bill. He's now, though, posting on social media that any lawmaker who votes for the spending package should be voted out of office. The White House says Musk's feelings are no surprise, and the president is forging ahead. Same with his surge on a specific set of tariffs.
As promised, this morning, President Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum doubled to 50%. Small companies like Washington, D.C.'s Right Proper Brewing are preparing to grapple with higher prices. But the White House says the move will ultimately bolster domestic production. The owner of the brewery spoke to CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It goes one way, and then here's something else, then here's something else. We'll figure it out, but it's painful.
Amid tariff negotiations,
thank you, Elon.
A major rift with one of President Trump's biggest allies. Billionaire Elon Musk is slamming the president's prized tax cut and border bill, posting on X, quote, the massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. On Capitol Hill, Democrats embraced Musk's comments.
Breaking news, Elon Musk and I agree.
The Senate's top Republican disagreed.
He's entitled to that opinion. We're going to proceed.
The bill is now making its way through the Senate. GOP leaders say they believe they can get it passed in time to meet the White House's July 4th deadline, but a handful of Republicans are against it, including Kentucky's Rand Paul.
I want less spending. I want less debt.
On social media, the president wrote, Rand votes no on everything, but never has any practical or constructive ideas. As Congress battles over new spending, the White House yesterday officially requested lawmakers claw back over $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public radio and TV, aiming to make some DOGE cuts permanent.
The Trump administration has sent letters to trading partners reminding them that at the end of next month, the pause on those reciprocal tariffs is set to expire. Two this morning, the president posted on his social media that China has been specifically and especially hard to deal with, he says.
CBS's Jared Hill. In our next hour, we'll be joined by the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, and also special guest happens to be the mayor of North Braddock, and we'll get his reaction to the deal, the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. By the way, Aaron, that tornado outbreak was June 2nd, 1998.
Okay.
And looking at the history, 9 tornadoes confirmed in southwestern Pennsylvania that night.
That is so epic. That's the only word for something like that.
I know.
Wow.
And my friend Jimmy Crenn, the comedian, said CNN was on Mount Washington, interviewed some guy, and he said he probably came out of the Shiloh Inn. And he goes, I'm going to head down and tell him I seen it. And he said, I saw the angry clouds coming together. And all there it was.
He painted the picture.
A funnel cake. It was a funnel cloud, but
right. Yeah. I'm literally trying to picture this. That's wow.
I'm gonna get on and get on TV wearing my Kennywood hat. Download the free Odyssey app, take us with you wherever you go, and we'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information in crystal clear digital audio. Sunrise, and you're able to see it, although there is a little haze. Mention the Canadian wildfires, Aaron, given just that hint in the upper atmosphere. So it's not crystal clear, but I didn't hear many people complaining yesterday.
I've been sneezing a lot recently. If there was anything that I noticed in myself, it's just that.
Well, that's actually a good point. So if you have respiratory issues, yeah, that can have an effect for sure. And then I love when they tell you on TV, wear a hat.
Take your allergy pill.
Wear a hat. Wear okay. A mask.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's already allergy season. So the smoke is just kind of adding to the mix.
By the way, I sent you the retrospective that KDK TV did
right.
A couple of years ago. It's a YouTube couple of minutes. And the guy I talked about, we should post this. He's right at the beginning.
He's in it.
Right at the beginning. You got to see him. I seen that tornado. Hey, look up. Remember the conversations we've had about, Aaron, you've got to look up, right?
Yes.
Younger generation spend so much time looking down.
Right.
Into their phone. You call it doom scrolling. But sometimes you got to pay attention by looking up. A student in London is ordering a school in London is ordering the students to stay inside because there's a big old buzzard living near their playground. He's dive bombing kids, you know, pecking at their hair like a science fiction movie. They think the buzzard is guarding a nest, but they can't see the nest. Buzzards apparently are a protected species, so you can't swat at them.
I've never even heard of a buzzard.
What?
Never.
You've never been to Hinckley, Ohio? They have a day for the buzzards.
No.
Yes, when the buzzards return.
What is happening?
Hey, Siri, when do the buzzards return to Hinckley, Ohio? We'll see if she knows.
We'll see if she talks.
March 15th. She's not talking to me today.
That's so interesting. Okay. Buzzards. Interesting, but it is true. I mean, the poor necks of these younger generations just looking down all the time. By the way, I asked a few people about mothballs. I was like,
Monday we mentioned because of the anticipated heat, Aaron suggested that maybe it was time that she'd be able to put away her winter clothing. And I said, you'll have to get some mothballs.
And I made a face so confused.
She'd never heard the term before. And I could see where it would be a little off-putting. And you're like, what is he talking about?
But they confirmed what you said. You know, they're like, they stunk.
Yeah, people used to put these mothballs with their winter clothing and in the attic sometimes to keep moths and other rodents away from chewing at your clothes.
And would still find holes sometimes anyway.
It's still a pretty distinct memory when you brought the clothes. Your mom would bring them out of storage from the winter in the next late fall, and they had that smell to them. And I don't think you could get rid of the smell. You were hoping you'd get hit by a skunk.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Wow.
It smelled.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not that bad. Anyway.
So well, looking up. We got to look up just in case a buzzard is pecking.
Hinckley, Ohio. You're going to learn something every day on this show.
Truly, because I did not, I've never heard of them. So
it's actually a very big deal. It's like Groundhog Day.
Right.
For Hinckley, Ohio. It's that big. All right, let's see. What else? I look for the odd stories. I love these odd stories. They're true, but they're just strange.
Right.
31-year-old UPS driver who breezed through the first 18 holes of a U.S. qualifier. This is for the Open. only to be booted for not signing his scorecard on time. His name is Nick Barrett. He realized 20 minutes after his round that his card was still in his back pocket. He was disqualified, and he would have qualified to be an amateur at the U.S. Open.
Remembering to check off your scorecard, of course, if you golf on a regular basis, that's like secondhand nature. But that, I know he just really was beating himself up for that one.
But the bigger story is the story of, and this is a great story, a former caddy at Oakmont has qualified for the U.S. Open. And this is, his father had recently passed away. His name is Matt Voigt, V-O-G-T. He spent summers caddying at Oakmont, a Seneca Valley alum, former Oakmont caddy, shot an 8-under in Monday's 36-hole qualifier way out in Walla Walla, Washington State, to earn a spot in the U.S. Open.
Love those stories.
Yeah, these are the kind of stories that, you know, he played at Butler, by the way, and lives in Indianapolis. But he talked to the media after he qualified, and he said his dad was his biggest fan and that he would text him and, you know, follow his career, golf career. And he said he got really emotional because he was thinking, it felt to him like his dad was still with him.
That's special.
So that'll be one of the great stories locally at the U.S. Open, and what makes an Open different from, you know, the other golf tournaments that you hear
about.
Right,
there are so many.
Right, and they're professional tours, but this is different.
Right.
This is going to be one of the big stories you watch. Gentle breeze, and it feels like summer. And we'll finally some pool weather. And some of the pools are going to be opening this weekend. Some have already opened. It'll be warm enough to get in today. In Harrisburg, there has been a lot of consternation about budgeting for transit. And there have been a lot of people that just are waiting to find out what, A, the federal government's going to do to help support the funding and the state to figure it all out. And joining us, representing the Coalition of Pennsylvania Transit Riders, Advocates, Labor Leaders, and Businesses Rallying for Transit for All, is Connor Deshmaker, who is the statewide campaign manager for the organization Transit for All in PA. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
When we first heard of what the cuts could be, especially right here in southwestern Pennsylvania and in the city in particular, we're talking about a third of all routes potentially could be gone at some point if there isn't a solution. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And we're looking at similar numbers in the Scepter region in southeastern Pennsylvania, in the Lancaster region, in the Lehigh Valley, and in the months and year or two to come, transit agencies across Pennsylvania.
So that said, obviously, there are a lot of our elected officials trying to find ways to fill the gaps. But the bigger problem is we don't know what the federal government's going to do just yet. When will we? Do you know?
We're actually in luck here. Public transportation operations do not receive any aid from the federal government, only capital funding. So this operations funding crisis is one of the state's making, and therefore only the state can solve it.
So when you say capital funding, explain for our audience what the difference is.
Yeah, absolutely. So capital funding is things like the train cars and buses, and operations is paying the operators and the things that sort of provide the service, if you will, for riders. And that's the real, you know, while we do need more capital funding as well, the operations crisis is the one that's acute and the one that we're fighting for today.
And what is the word? What are you hearing from Harrisburg about making sure that this funding can continue so you don't have to cut a third of all the rider routes?
Yeah, so that's why we're rallying today. We've got over 300 transit riders, workers, and allies joining us today in Harrisburg. I'm currently on a train. I know there's a crew of about 75 to 100 folks from Pittsburgh on a set of buses. And we are all, sounding that call, and we're going to talk to every single legislator. We've got about a dozen legislators on our program today, many of whom and many more who have been strong supporters of public transportation. But we need to make sure that it's something that doesn't get left on the bargaining room floor. This is something that must be job one for all of Pennsylvania, in particular for our urban regions, but again, affecting even the smallest, most rural county, because public transportation is in all 67 counties.
And this is taking place, by the way, today, Pennsylvania's Capitol Fountain at Commonwealth Avenue outside the east wing of our state capitol. So I'll be curious to hear what you hear as feedback from our elected officials on what the game plan is.
Yeah, absolutely. We've put forth a funding proposal of our own that actually was just introduced on Friday in the House. And there it's going to be coming with companion legislation in the Senate in the days to come. So there's a variety of proposals out there. And we want to make sure, again, that there is full funding for all of Pennsylvania's public transportation, not just one agency or another.
Yeah, you're talking about 67 counties. But to be honest, our focus obviously is here in southwestern Pennsylvania, and in particular in Allegheny County.
Absolutely.
Because it encompasses the city of Pittsburgh, and there's so many people that rely on that transportation to get them to and from work, doctor's appointments, and all the obvious things that people need transportation for. So when do you think we'll hear, and what are you anticipating hearing today?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the PRT region in and around Pittsburgh is one that is, in some cases, facing the worst cuts. I know that y'all have already lost at least 20% of service just over the past 5 years. And so that's the status quo. And that's why we're fighting for a restoration of service that'll give us sort of a foundation on which to grow going forward. We have a budget deadline in the state government of June 30th, but the last couple of years that budget has taken a little longer, bleeding into July. But that's why we're going to be fighting every single day, and we are eager for more and more folks to tap in. Every voice matters here, because even if you don't ride public transportation, maybe you have a parent or grandparent that relies on paratransit service, someone you know who's a wheelchair user, or it could be you're just worried about your own commute and the wear and tear on our roads, because the fewer people that are taking transit, the worse traffic, the worse air quality, and the worse wear and tear on our roads.
Well, good luck today. I'll be anxious to hear what you hear about from our elected officials. Connor, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Larry. Transit for All PA, that's what we need. Thank you.
Connor Deshmaker, who is the statewide campaign manager, and you can go to Transit for All PA. Just search that, and if you want to get more information about the future of transit here in our hometown.
White News Desk, Pittsburgh police investigating two fatal shootings. One happened following a fight in Lawrenceville, the other in the Crafton Heights Sheridan area, where a woman was shot early this morning.
And police still on the scene at both locations.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, very disheartening. Also, a doubling of tariffs on steel and aluminum has gone into effect, this prompting further uncertainty with global trade. Leaders like Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard says that's unfair.
I think it's unfair to Mexico because the United States has a trade surplus with Mexico. Normally, tariffs are applied where you have a deficit, not a surplus.
I don't know how most people feel, but it's obviously very confusing to us, you know, just the tax-paying population and what this all means and what it will end up meaning for your wallet later.
Yeah, that's for sure. And Pittsburgh Regional Transit facing drastic funding and service cuts, as is the case with transit agencies all across the state. Today, a huge rally set to take place in Harrisburg as leaders try to avert what they call a crisis.
You don't need some fancy analyst to explain to you that if folks can't get to work, that employer can't produce their product, can't deliver their service, can't make sure we make lives better.
And we just talked to the statewide campaign manager for transit for all PA, Connor Deshmaker. And yeah, you're right, Pat, that big rallies is at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
In our capital in Harrisburg. I'm curious to what result, what will they hear from our lawmakers? We're going to ask Rich Fitzgerald about transit. He knows a lot about it from his 12 years running Allegheny County. He will be in studio right after Pat's news at the top of the hour on KDKA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.